Hello and welcome to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. I'm delighted to welcome Melissa Russell into the hot seat to dispense some pertinent legal advice. Melissa is a solicitor at Berry & Lamberts, mainly focusing on residential property, although she has experience with commercial property, which makes her the ideal person to talk us through today's topic, the Law Society's protocol forms. Welcome, Melissa, and thanks for being our Legal Eagle.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me here.
So for those of our listeners who haven't come across them, what are the Law Society protocol forms?
So the Law Society protocol forms are standardised documents that are used primarily in residential property transactions in England and Wales. They are designed to streamline and structure the conveyancing process. So the main forms that you're likely to come across are during the standard transaction include the property information form, the fittings and contents form, and the leasehold information form.
So let's look at the one that is possibly the most of interest to those buying or selling a residential property, the TA6 form. So what is the TA6 form?
The TA6 form, or the property information form, is completed by the seller to provide key information about the property to the buyer. It's divided into sections, each addressing a specific aspect of the property. So a few examples of this include boundaries, so who is responsible for the fences or the hedges, and whether there have been any disputes about the boundaries. We've got disputes and complaints, so details of any disagreements with the neighbours or known issues in the surrounding area. We've got notices and proposals, so information on local planning applications or official notices that may affect the property. We've got alterations and building works, so disclosures on it or any modifications made about extensions, new windows, solar panels, things like that, and whether the correct permissions were obtained. And then we've got guarantees and warranties, so it includes paperwork like damp proofing, double glazing or roof repairs, just to name a few, but there are many other sections included.
Well, these are all the things that you can have gremlins appear later on, so worth definitely getting those correct. So in terms of responsibility, what are the obligations and liabilities for sellers and solicitors?
So it is the seller's responsibility to complete property information form. They should complete it truthfully and to the best of their knowledge. As solicitors, our job is to make sure that our clients understand the importance of accuracy, since misleading or incorrect answers can lead to misrepresentation claims or even risk the transaction falling through. At Berry & Lamberts, we provide clients with the TA6 explanatory notes from the outset. This breaks down everything in plain English and helps to try and avoid common mistakes that may otherwise delay the process. While we aren't required to verify every response, we should highlight anything that appears inconsistent or incomplete and provide the appropriate advice. If a seller's unsure how to answer any of the questions, we always say that it's best to say don't know or to ask your legal advisor rather than guess any answers. So if anything changes after submitting the form, they must also inform their solicitor immediately.
So that's very good to know. I understand there have been some changes recently to the TA6 form. Can you clarify for our listeners what those changes are, please?
Yes. So the changes are ongoing. So the TA6 5th edition was released in 2024. Many solicitors still use the 4th edition, which remains widely accepted. It's familiar, it's less complex, and it still complies with the Law Society standards. So for now, many firms continue to use it. The more detailed new style, so to say, TA6, is still undergoing testing and consultation. Following feedback from the profession, the Law Society have postponed making it mandatory. So the updated 6th edition is expected to come out and become mandatory for CQS members in March 2026. So while changes come in the 4th edition, which is the widely used property information form, continues to serve as the go-to version in most transactions.
That's good to know. It's obviously an ever-evolving thing, so definitely worth getting legal advice. Thank you so much, Melissa. I'm sure that will be new information for many of our West Kent Radio audience. If you want to know more, do contact Melissa and the Berry & Lamberts team at berryandlamberts.co.uk, and you can hear the full episode on the West Kent Radio website. I'm sure we'll be asking you to return with more excellent legal advice, Melissa, but for now, thanks for being our legal eagle on West Kent Radio.
Thank you very much.